if using unfair, inaccurate, stereotypical, and racist tropes to define a problem and why it's happening is wrong and inhuman, how can we use them without thinking twice? How come it seems perfectly okay to mention that George Soros is personally and forcefully bringing in immigrants, i.e. brown and black people, to steal jobs, culture, and the very way of life from upstanding Christian white people? How come there is no pushback on this oldest of anti-Semitic tropes that a very powerful Jew controls the media and entire government and is bringing in people to destroy everything, specifically to be recreated in his own Jewish image? How come Soros' name is bandied about like it's a perfectly fine metaphor, like, oh, that's just something conservatives say? After multiple shootings, attempted shootings, bombings, and attempted bombings from people who mentioned over and over to friends, family, social media, and whoever else would listen that Soros was trying to destroy the country and had to be stopped, how come we still allow this kind of speech? Some might say I'm being oversensitive, that black people have suffered much worse and still do. I'm not here to say one struggle is more important than the other. The current racist government residing in D.C. wants to divide us so we blame each other, which is the root cause of racism in the first place. The power structure wants us little people to fight over what crumbs they're willing to dole out, because if we ever figured out it was all bullshit, that we're controlled by those whose power grows the more we fight, we would take back that power, uniting in the fact that we're being fucked over by the same illusion. Why somebody thinks 4 to 6 million Jews control 330 million Americans, we'll never know. Or will we? George Soros is Jewish. Any public assault on him takes that into account. Things have always been this way as a reason to never do anything. We must stamp out all racist tropes. An assault on one of us is an assault on all of us.